可以吗？我们今天是什么节
？What's today？
但是我今天要告诉我们一个非常恶劣而且非常邪恶的消息。
We just want to share a very upsetting news today。
我们美国的政府的最高指挥地方叫做白宫，对不对？白宫在昨天宣布，今天是什么节？你知道吗？他宣布说今天是变性节。非常非常邪恶。
It's really disheartening because our government has declared today the day of
Transgender Day.
Transgender Day.
把一个非常神圣的节日变成肮脏污秽的节日，他该死了。
Today's supposed to be a day of great celebration for our risen king, but our nation has turned it into such a.
在这里宣告，如果他不悔改，他一定下地狱。
We pray and plead for our government for repentance.
If not, he will go out to hell. 你知道为什么耶稣来到这个世界吗？
Do we know why Christ has come?
就是为了我们的罪。
It's for our sins.
那么神圣，那么伟大的节日，而且白宫过去几百年来从来不敢说任何事情，竟然这个家伙他敢把它改变，他真的不要命。
Today is supposed to be such an important day, such a special day, and for our government officials up top to really, who in history has never dared to change anything today, they chose to make this day such a darkened day.
那个地方成为魔鬼的巢窟，那个地方如果不改变，而我们基督徒如果不祷告，美国真的会完蛋。
As we realize if our government is darkened by the enemy,We have to pray for our nation because if we don't change, there's going to be a day of reckoning to come.
真的求主帮助。
Lord, help us.
我们先为了这件事祷告。
We want to pray over this matter.
所以我们今天要在这里很痛心的为整个美国祷告。说美国真的颓废。因为有这么邪恶的带领者，要把整个国家颠覆，甚至敢侮辱你的圣名，所以我们在你面前说：“主啊，求你赦免，帮助这个人可以认罪悔改。不然的话，主啊，求你真的把他挪走，因为他真的没有资格坐在那个地方。”所以我们在这里，甚至为整个美国祷告。主啊，让你的荣耀再一次彰显，让世界上的人真的看到主你的恩典跟慈悲。求主在我们当中带出奇妙的祝福，垂听我们今天在你面前的祷告，也垂听我们在你面前的认罪，为美国这个国家来祷告，求你怜悯。我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And Lord Jesus, we gather here in sorrow, Lord, to hear the news, Lord, of what's going on in our nation, Lord. So we lift up prayers to the United States, Lord. Lord, as we have recognized, Lord, those who are in power and leadership, Lord, have really turned it from their ways, Lord, from what the culture and from what we stand as a nation, Lord. And so, Lord, we continue to ask, Lord, for your prayers over them, Lord. Lord, may they turn towards you once again, Lord. For Lord, we fear, Lord, that if things continue going on, Lord, what other dark, destructive things could happen among us, Lord. So, Lord, if not, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would change our government, change our leadership, Lord, in order for us to walk in your right ways, Lord, so that, Lord, this country would know the grace and love of Jesus Christ, Lord, for the reason why you have died for us, you have rose, and, Lord, you have ascended, and therefore we gather to exalt you, Lord. So, Lord, would you pray for our nation? In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.再来第二件事情，我要跟我们弟兄姊妹讲，我稍微让来做一个比较哈，弟兄姊妹，如果世界有三大宗教，我们也把基督教算在里面，但是我从来不承认基督教是一个宗教，但是 好吧，从人的眼光看说，基督教也算一个宗教吧。那我要来给我们看这三位创立这个三个宗教的他们的结局怎么样。
The second thing we want to kind of share is Christianity is considered one of three main religions in this country. And we kind of want to just emphasize the fact is that Christianity can't just be labeled in a box of religion, because it's not. And so we want to kind of ask you, what are these people trying to say in these?
I mean, these three leadership, the founders of these three religions, so-called. 你知道佛陀他是一个很慈悲的人，但是佛陀在过世之前叫圆寂的时候，他告诉他的门徒说，你们每一个人都要自己去找你们的明灯，因为我已经不能够再引导你们了。 Okay, let me translate. You know, Buddha was a very kind person actually. He was so merciful and he helped a lot of people. ButWhen the day comes, he need to die. He need to pass away. And he called his disciples. And he told them, I want that you know I'm departing. From now on, I cannot be your light. And you all need to seek your own light. I cannot help you anymore. And he passed away. 佛陀他死之前呢，他很清楚地告诉他的门徒说，我已经没有办法再帮助你们了，我圆寂了，从今以后你们要去自己去找你们的明灯。当时他的大弟子叫做阿难，他说，佛祖，那我们怎么办？哇，这就是命，就是这个样子过来的，没有办法。 You know when Buddha say thatAnd one of his chief disciples called Anand said, Lord, what should we do? Well, it is destiny, and you need to find your own. I can help you. That's a very sad story. 然后你看穆罕默德，穆罕默德他很荣耀的死了哈，但是很有趣哈，600年以后的那个回教徒后来攻占了耶路撒冷以后，然后他们就在那边盖回教的庙，然后呢他们找了一块大石头，然后他们向全世界宣告说，哦，我们的穆罕默德是从这里飞上天的，600-700年以后才说我们发现他这样飞上去，请问你信不信？你信了没有？
Yes, Pastor Chan was sharing the second faith walk is Muhammad with Islam. And when Muhammad passed away, and later on, 300 years later, as 600 years after the Arabs invaded into Jerusalem and reclaimed that land and converted it into a mosque, and they decided to make a claim that this is a place where Muhammad ascended into the heavens.
奇怪，600年前他根本没有在那里。怎么说600年又说他从那里飞上去，我们大家就看到了。
That's strange because 600 years ago he died. So how could it be 600 years later that this is the place?
但是我在这里要告诉我们诸位，耶稣他来到这个世界，他为了你，为了我，被钉在十字架上面。很有趣，在那个真理造就班的时候，有一个人问我一件很有趣的事情。说张牧师，你可以告诉我，告诉我们，除了圣经记载有耶稣的这件事情以外，其他的历史证据有没有记载这件事情？这个问的问题问好哦。如果一个读圣经的人说这圣经写的我不相信，有没有客观的事实来证明？我说有，起码好几个，而且是罗马政府官方的记录。特别那一位命令耶稣可以被钉十字架的那一个人叫做比拉多，这么大的事情发生以后，他要不要上告罗马皇帝？要，他写了一个奏折去给罗马皇帝，把这些事情从头写到尾。 还有呢，有一个很出名的当时犹太人的一个历史学家，跟耶稣同时代的人，叫做 Josephus， 他写了一本叫做《古事记》，你知道吗？他在这里描述了耶稣当时的情况，而且基督徒传福音出去的现象，弟兄姊妹，那是非常清楚、客观的记录。然后等一下再讲。
We want to share with you the truth of Christ. Christ came, Christ died, Christ rose again. And scripture proves it, but also at the same time, historical records prove it. Pastor Chang was sharing in the baptism course, one person asked a very fascinating question. She said, Pastor Chang, outside of the Bible, is there proof? That's a very good question. And of course, there's so much historical records that prove that Jesus came, he died, right? If you guys recognize that the prefector at that time, Pilate, had to crucify this man, and of course, he is going to have to document this and send it to Rome. So there is very well-documented proof that this man was hung on the cross. And in the Jewish sect, there's a historian named Josephus, and he actually wrote very deep historical records, and claim in the same time era of antiquity as Jesus roamed and shared exact perfect document that a man named Jesus Christ, I mean Jesus of Nazareth, was hung on a cross.
还有好多证据，在耶稣时代，耶稣过世以后不久，耶稣升天又不久，好多人在叙利亚，好多人抓到基督徒以后，那些 governor 那些那个什么的。那个政府机构就是总督或者巡抚，不知道怎么处理，上告皇帝说有一群人，他们说他们信耶稣，他们信了耶稣从死里复活了，他们不知道怎么处理。那一些资料都存在罗马帝国的档案里面。
There's so many also records in the Roman government at that time, because after Jesus' resurrection ascension, there's so many of his disciples and followers of Jesus, and they were corralling them together, and they have no clue what to do because these people just keep claiming that this man resurrected and ascended.
而且很有趣哈，很有趣。犹太人杀掉耶稣以后，特别是那一些宗教领袖，他们心里会怕。今天早上我们的Marco 执事哈，读了那段圣经很有意思。祭司长还有文士们，那一些在后面怂恿说把耶稣杀的那一群人，他们会怕。他们怕什么？他说这个人呢，在还没有死之前说他三天以后还会复活，那怎么办？拜托比拉多，拜托你派军队去固守好不好？
So Pastor Chang was sharing the story. Our deacon Marco kind of shared this morning during prayer meeting of this, because what happened is the Jewish sect, they were, especially the religious leaders, they were afraid. They were afraid after this.That after Jesus was dead on the cross and buried, they went to Pilate and they begged him to put guard, stand guard in the tomb.
Yeah. 然后比拉多说：“你们这有兵啊，你们有兵就派兵去把他固守就好。”结果呢，在今天，就是主日的早上，耶稣从死里复活了。人很笨。人以为我用我自己的能力，我用我的权柄，我用我的所有能力，可以把神盖在坟墓里，让他出不来。你知道人多愚蠢，而且蠢到极点。而且这些宗教领袖，圣经读得很熟，竟然不信圣经的话，人的罪，人的悲哀，就从那个不信当中看到他们的害怕。
And as they pleaded with Pilate, Pilate argued, you have your own guards. Why don't you send your own guards? Why would we have to deal with it? And this shows the stupidity of humanity. The fact is that we think we can control God. We can hold God in a tomb. They can't. They couldn't. And in the end, they were frightened knowing the scene and the outcome.
So I'm here to tell you, from the historical evidence, 我们可以看到耶稣从死里复活这件事情是千真万确。我等一下要继续讲那些更多的证据给你们。
So we want to share with you, friends, the testimony of Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension is valid historically.
Later on, I hope that we can share more about this kind of fact will affect you. 请你记得耶稣基督从死里复活这件事情对你一定要有影响。如果对你没有影响，那就完了。
Friends, Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension has great impact in our lives. And if it doesn't, then our life is lost.
哇，他翻译的很好啊，说他翻译的说，你就是你如果耶稣的复活跟你没有关系，你就迷失了哈。他翻得很客气的，我的翻译说你就完了。
Pastor Chang said I was too light.He says, if you don't believe it, that this has impact in your life, you're done.
That's right. Thank you. 我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在你面前向你献上感谢。主耶稣，你爱我们来到这个世界，你为我们死，你又从死里复活，你现在坐在阿爸父神的右边，掌王权，直到永远。主，这是一个多么漂亮、多么重要，而且多么有意义的生命，对我们来说，这个好消息，求主帮助我们能够宣扬出去。我们在主的面前献上感恩，求主带领，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
So gracious Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your with our hearts we cannot contain the thanksgiving that for you and the gratitude, Lord. For Lord, your death has deep meaning into our lives, Lord. So Lord, may we as we sit here and gather, Lord, to hear your word, Lord, may my heart be stirred to know, Lord, the hope that we have because of you, Lord. And Lord, may it really encourage us to move forward in life, Lord, living with our eyes fixed on you. So we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.好，请我们一起来读圣经。
All right, let us read the word together.
让我们一起来读圣经。我们今天要读的圣经是马太福音。
The passage we'll be reading today is in Matthew, the last chapter.
28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
第一节到二十节。
The full chapter, verse 1 to 20, Matthew 28.
马太福音二十八章。马太福音其实就是马太福音的最后一章哈。
Matthew 28.
马太福音二十八章。我请我们大家一起开声来念，我们从第一节念到第二十节整章念哈。用怎么样一起来诵读，来。安息日将近，七日的头一日。天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇人说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒说，他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看啊，我已经告诉你们的，妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。忽然耶稣过遇见他们，说，愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里我必见我。他们去的时候，看守的兵有几个进城去，将所经历的事都报给祭司长。祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿许多银钱给兵丁了，说，你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他的门徒来把他偷去了， 倘若这话被巡抚听见，由我们劝他，保你们无事。兵丁受了营钱，就照所吩咐他们的去行。这话就传说在犹太人中间，直到今日。十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还是有人怀疑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Friends, let's read Matthew chapter 28, the entire chapter. If you have it in front of you, please read with me. The word of the Lord says this, Now after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for the fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen. And he said, Come and see the place where they lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, Greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and go to Galilee, and there they will see me. While they were going, behold, some of the guards went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, Tell the people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountains to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
我们先来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，这一段圣经那么美，那么宝贝，求你帮助我们今天在诵读的时候，给我们从上头来的感动跟启示，也让你的仆人可以在你面前说得清楚，也帮助弟兄姊妹一起喜乐在主你的爱里面。这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. So gracious Lord, as we have read your holy word this morning, Lord, as this very precious scripture is going to be preached, Lord, may you anoint us, Lord, as the ones who are going to carry your word, Lord. And Lord, may it be carried, Lord, with authenticity, Lord, with transparency, Lord, and with accuracy, Lord, to speak your words and not ours, Lord. And so, Lord, may these words really reach our hearts, Lord, for us to move and take action. So we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，你刚才看这段圣经的时候，有没有发现几个很有趣的问题？第一个问题就是，耶稣的门徒，包括跟随耶稣基督的人，没有一个人相信耶稣会从死里复活。
Do you guys realize that in the story that we can ask a lot of good questions? One of the questions we want to see is, do you realize that many of those who followed Jesus had no clue that he would actually resurrect again?
虽然耶稣曾经讲过我会被杀，三天以后我会复活，没有人相信。
No matter how many times Jesus has shared to his disciples and followers that he is going to die, but in 3 days he will rise again, no one believed him.
那如果耶稣的门徒自己都不信的，那外面人更不会信。
So if the disciples didn't believe, how will the people outside actually believe?
所以当这一件事情发生的时候，大家都吓了一跳，连耶稣的门徒都吓了一跳。
So when they found and discovered the empty tomb, everyone was frightened and shocked, even his disciples.
为什么有一群妇女要去看耶稣的坟墓？
So why were these women going towards the tomb?
因为礼拜五耶稣三点钟下午三点钟断气以后，离礼拜五晚上大概六点钟左右，那个安息日就到了。犹太人的安息日在晚上大概六点钟以后呢，所有的人什么事都不能做。
It's because when Christ died on the cross about 3 PM at that time, and 6 o'clock in Jewish tradition is that Shabbat. So after Shabbat, you cannot do work, and so they had to rush.
所以第一个，他们要得到总督那个比拉多的允许，把这个身体拿下来。
So first thing they needed to do was get permission from Pilate to retrieve Jesus' body.
因为通常这些死刑犯呢，他们的尸体拿下来就丢到荒江以外给野狗吃了。
Because usually they would just take the body and throw it into a field for the wild animals to consume.
但是当时耶稣的门徒有人去向比拉多，哎，是很位阶很高的人，比如说尼哥德慕，还有几个人去向比拉多说，请你把耶稣的身体给我们。
So his followers, especially those with higher status, they went to Pilate to plead for the body.
所以比拉多说，哦，他那么快就死了，所以呢，就好吧，就把尸体给你们。
And Pilate was shocked, like, wow, he died that quickly, and so he gave permission to retrieve the body.
所以当他们把耶稣的身体拿下来，要费一大很多功夫哦。
So it took a lot of effort to bring the body off the cross.
你知道耶稣的身体被拿下来以后，整个身体差不多烂掉了，从头到脚都是伤。
You know how wounded Christ was in that day.
所以呢，他们用一块很长的布就把耶稣包起来。
And so they just took a piece of cloth and wrapped Christ's body.
他们根本没有办法给耶稣好好埋葬。
They don't have any time to really properly bury Jesus.
所以他们把那个耶稣拿下来以后，就赶快送到附近有一个人叫亚利马太他的。他把他的坟墓捐出来，那是他要用的。他没有死，他先给耶稣用。他就让人把耶稣就很快就弄到那个地方去。
So as you can see that they were rushing and they the nearby tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, they just put Christ's body in there.
然后时间到，他们就回家了。
And so time was up, Shabbat, and so they returned home.
所以礼拜六是安息日，从礼拜五晚上开始到礼拜六，然后到礼拜六的晚上半夜以后，差不多六七点钟以后，天已经黑了，他们也不能够做什么。
And so when Shabbat was over Saturday night, it was dark, so there's no way that they can go and do anything.
那这一群妇女们，她们对耶稣非常痛，因为怎么样呢？我们他死那么惨，而且我们又没有办法给他好好埋葬，所以呢，一群妇女呢，她们就在清晨的时候，天刚亮。就带着那个乳香末药要去，还有布啊，要去给耶稣重新整理他的尸体。
And so the women with sorrow in their hearts and compassion, knowing all of this, they gathered together and they're getting ready early in the morning to go and give Jesus a proper burial.
所以他们还在路上担忧说，我们去的时候，外面听说又放了一块那么大的石头，谁去帮我们挪开啊？
And so as they're on the way, they were talking amongst each other, asking who's going to help, like who's going to be the one to roll the stone away.
因为这些犹太人呢，这些长官听说耶稣会从死里复活，他说这怎么可以？所以呢，派兵丁不大石头蒙住，又用一块石头顶住，又派兵丁去干扰。
Yeah, because of what the rumors are coming that he was going to rise again, they made sure to make the stone very sturdy to put more things to keep it from rolling away.
结果这群妇女一到的时候，那个坟墓是空的，而且有天使跟他们讲说，耶稣从死里复活了。
But amazingly, as the women got near the tomb, they realized the tomb was opened, it was emptied, and an angel is saying that Jesus has risen.
So 他们要走出来吓坏了，说：“哎，耶稣碰到他们。”
So as they left, frightened, they went and they bumped into Jesus.
特别是有一位叫做抹大拉的玛利亚，她看到耶稣的时候就吓坏了。
Especially, they mentioned Mary of Magdala, how when she saw Jesus, she was frightened.
耶稣告诉她说：“去告诉我的，你有没有发现？耶稣这里没有说去告诉我那些笨门徒哈，说我活了。” 耶稣没有这样说，耶稣怎么说？去告诉我的弟兄。
You guys recognize and see it in the scene? Jesus didn't tell Mary Magdalene to go and talk to my dumb disciples, but he said, go and tell my brothers.
你知道，耶稣基督真的非常爱我们。
You guys realize the love of Jesus Christ?
你知道，我们不信，但是耶稣知道我们的不信，他不会说，你怎么那么笨？我跟你讲说我要活，你们在那边不信，我现在站给你们看。
You see the love in him, like, even though the disciples were in disbelief, he didn't come and call them out for it.
然后后来耶稣在圣经里面告诉我们说，他一连40天常常跟他的门徒在一起。
And scripture tells us later on, he spends 40 days closely with the disciples.
但是你有没有发现最近我觉得有一句很刺眼的话，就是因为圣经里面都真实哈。把所有的事情都写在这里面，比如在第十八节说什么呢？耶稣约定他们在橄榄山相见。那见面的时候呢，当时大概有好上百人在那边的。耶稣站在他们，竟然有人看耶稣还不信。
Isn't it amazing in scripture, especially in Matthew's rendition, and around the end, about verse 17, as they were going to this mountain by Galilee, some of them still doubted.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why？
很可能就是一件事情。
There's possibility of one reason。
这也是群众弟兄姊妹请我们注意的哈，就是耶稣，圣经里面保罗在哥林多前书第十五章说，耶稣从死里复活怎么样？我们这一群相信他的人，以后我们从死里复活也一样。
As Paul talks about in Corinthians that we would be just like these guys。
所以。你知道吗？耶稣当时从死里复活的身体，跟他原来的身体看起来有一点不一样，因为那是灵体。灵体看起来就像跟你这些，你可以摸到，你根本就，但是呢，已经不是属这个世界、这个地上的身体，所以看起来会怪，所以他们觉得有怀疑。
There was some confusion because the way that Jesus' appearance was didn't seem like who he was before. Because in your resurrected state, you're no longer here. Like your flesh is no longer belonging here, but there's an other.
所以我常经开玩笑，就是真的，把你的丈夫、把你的太太看清楚一点，不然以后到天上去的时候认不出来了。
So Pastor Chang used to have a joke and say, you gotta look at your spouse very clearly, know all the pieces, all the dimensions, because when you go to heaven, you might not know them.
因为你将来到天上去的时候，跟耶稣一样，是漂亮的不得了，年轻的不得了，而且不会生病，而且没有任何的肮脏污秽。
Because when we go to heaven, we'll just be like Jesus. We'll be glorified, we'll be in our best state, and it's hard for us to see beyond us in our sinfulness.
所以你看到在这里，耶稣所做的没有一件不是为我们做的。
And you have to realize that everything that Jesus done, none of it is not for us.
但是在这里，我在想一件很有趣的事情。
But here, as Pastor Chang is looking at this, there's something very interesting.
奇怪，耶稣从死里复活，怎么不去找那些钉他十字架的人
？Very interesting that Jesus never went to go after those who put him on the cross.
或者去找那一个大祭司，然后那些。骂他的、恨他的人，站在他们说：“你们骂我怎么样？你们，我想，如果我的话，我会让他们吓死。”
It's amazing how Jesus never went to go after the high priests who mocked him, the guards that beat him. If it was us, we would probably after our resurrection, we would go after them, right? Wouldn't we?
我会去让他们吓得屁股尿流哦。
We'll make sure that they're frightened and beaten up.Wouldn't we?
而且趴在地上说我不敢，我不敢。
We'll make sure that they will actually repent. Won't we?
所以呢，我想，如果那个时候我一定很快感说，你看。
Yeah, we would be so excited to just go after them and be like, you see?
哎，奇怪。
It's very weird.
为什么耶稣没有这样做
？Why didn't Jesus go after them?
弟兄姊妹，为什么耶稣不这样做？
Friends, why didn't Jesus do this so?
而让那一些不信他的人可以制造谣言到处飞。
And he just let them freely do whatever they wanted.
奇怪的。
It's very strange that he didn't went over there just to show himself to them. Because there's one very important reason we want to share.
耶稣的死跟复活跟相信他的人才有关系。
Because Jesus' death and resurrection is only really important to the people that he has relationship with.
你相信他耶稣的复活耶稣从死里复活这件事情跟你就有关系。
Because if you have relationship with Jesus, then his resurrection has meaning for you.
如果你不信 耶稣纵使从死里复活100遍，你也不会信。
If you don't have relationship with him, it doesn't matter how many times we hear about the resurrection or how many times he is resurrected, we still won't believe.
所以请我们记得一件很重要的事情，耶稣从死里复活这件事情，只有跟相信他的人有关系。So
we want to tell you that Jesus' resurrection has meaning for just those who believe in him.
而当我们相信他的时候，有什么改变？
And when we believe in him, what transformation will we have in our lives?
我在这里要告诉我们至少两件事情，我没有很多的时间可以讲。我今天就特别最后跟你们讲两件很重要的事情。
Chang is going to share two things.
第一个，那个复活的大能会进入你的生命。The
first one, the resurrection power will come into our lives.
而你的生命。 真的，你相信他从死里复活，你邀请他进入你生命里边以后，你的生命一定不一样。Our
lives will be transformed. There's no way it won't.
我在这里要告诉我们，在美国的历史里面，真的有一个非常失败的人。There's a
person in U.S. history that really failed.
那个人，你们90%的人，100%的人都认识他。And
probably 100% of us, we all know who he is.
那个人叫做林肯。
And that person is Abraham Lincoln.
我现在把他失败告诉你们，他多失败啊！So
we want to share his failures to you.
1832年，他丢了工作，而且呢，他当时想去竞选议员，他失败了。1832
he got laid off.
And he failed to run a congressman.
He failed to run as a congressman.
然后他隔年 1833年 他想去做生意失败。He
tried to be a businessman a year after in 1833 and he failed.
然后很凑巧的隔年 34年 他当选 congressman 他当选众议员。
And he became a congressman in 1834.
然后呢 35年的时候 1835年的时候
他有一个非常他所爱的人。And a year later, he found the love of his life.
然后呢，因为这么多的压力，在1836年，他的神经崩溃了。Oh,
with all the stress and pressure, his depression, right?
他得到最糟糕的抑郁症。
He was in deep sorrow and depression.
过了两年, 1838年, 他去竞选议长, 又失败了。
2 years later, he
went around the speaker, failed.
He tried to run as a speaker, but he also failed.
然后, 大概有8年的时间, 他一直在挣扎, 到 1846年, 他 又被选为 congressman, 成为国会议员。
And he fought it in his life for a while, and in 1846, he became congressman once again.
然后到1948年, 2年以后, 他又要竞选, 失败了。And
2 years, he tried again to be speaker, but he failed again.
1849年, 他已经没有工作了以后, 他要去当 土地的官员，结果呢，他去报名，结果没有被录取。He wanted to be a land surveyor, and he wanted to find that kind of job, and failed. 然后过了4-5年以后， 他想竞选参议员又失败了。
And he failed again
in 1854. 然后过不久，他要争取被选为副总统，也失败了。
A little while later, he tried to be governor, but he also failed.
He went to vice president.
He failed.
然后1858年，他竞选参议员，他又失败了，他失败 ，senator。
He failed as senator in 1858.
他的一生当中，失败，失败，然后稍微好一点，再失败，再失败。
As you can see, his life is full of failures, some success, but a lot of failures.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们像他，会不会发神经病
？Friends, if we were just like Lincoln, would we be in deep depression?
可能很多人都受不了。
And most people would probably not handle this amount of failure.
但是1860年他被选为总统。
But then in 1860, he became president.
他被选为总统以后不久，因为他的缘故，这个国家竟然发生从来没有发生的内战，南北战争开始。
And a little while later, as he became president, a big history piece in America happened. This civil war occurred.
但是这一个失败又失败又失败，然后再起来的总统，他竟然是一个基督徒。
Even though this man was a person of great failure and finally in the end arise, he was a very devout follower of Jesus.
在南北战争四年之间，他好多次差一点失败。在战争当中，南军的势力比北军强不到几倍，差一点要把白宫征服下来了，但是都冒险的过去了。
Four years into the Civil War, the North was almost at a brink of loss, but amazingly, time after time, for some reason, they passed through it.
最后一次南北战争最厉害的战争就在 Gettysburg, 在宾州的 Gettysburg 那个地方发生了最后一次的大征战。
Until it came to the point in Gettysburg.
那一次非常惨烈，双方死了几万人。
It was a bloody battle, and many passed from it.
当结束以后，他去视察战场。
And when it was over, he went to examine.
大家预备给他的是什么？石头跟砖头。
Everybody was getting ready with stones and bricks in their hands.
他说：“这个总统如果来了，他站讲台说你们这些叛逆的该杀，怎么样？他们就给他用石头把他打死。
”And they would if they were going to mock him and rebuke them, they would have thrown stones at him.
结果他上台讲了不到100个字的一个演讲。His speech, very short, only less than 100 words. 结果没有一个人敢拿石头打他。
And no one was willing to throw a stone at him.
因为被他那个话语里面带着圣经的真理，大家的心折服了。
Because the words that he spoke were less than 100 words, rooted in scripture, hearts of the people were calmed.
最出名的他提到什么呢？
And what's the most famous thing that he mentioned?
他说不管南部的军队或者北部的军队，我们有一个共同的理念，我们就是要帮助这个国家能够成为怎么样，成为民有民治民享的国家。
He stated regardless if we're from the north or the south, we are going to gather united to rebuild our nation.
And the reason for this war,From north or shores, for one purpose that we are going to build a nation by the people, of the people, and for the people. 大家没有话讲。
No one had a word to say.
而且他奉耶稣的圣名祝福所有的人。
And he blessed them in the name of Jesus Christ.
你知道战争结束以后，南部的军队投降。
And you know, after the address, the Gettysburg Address, the South surrendered.
你有没有发现更有趣的一点？林肯总统下令，所有的南部的人全部抓起来，是不是？没有。
It's very fascinating that Lincoln didn't command afterwards to capture all those in the South.
他说：“你们都把你们的枪带回家吧。”
He said to take your weapons and go home.
战争结束了。
And it was over.
他没有拘禁任何一个人一分钟。He never arrested anyone from the rebellions for 1 minute. 所以你知道吗？世界上内战哈，大概只有这一次没有伤痕。
It's in history one of the wars that there was no spoils of war.
而林肯他一再失败，再失败，再失败。为什么他能够站起来
？And do you know why after failure, Lincoln's able to stand up?
而且战争结束以后，大卫在权的时候，这一群人没有抓起来把他们枪毙。
When he had all the right standing up at the end of the war to execute all the prisoners of all the war criminals, didn't?
因为他认识耶稣。
Because he knew Jesus.
因为他学习耶稣的样式。
Because he was emulating who Jesus was.
他用爱，用赦免，免除了战争。
He used love to really handle the situation.
所以南北马上复合。
And this is why the North and the South were able to be united once again.
而且黑奴就被释放。
And this is why slavery was abolished.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在这里要跟我们讲那个复活的大能。
Friends, this is why we want to talk about the resurrection.
如果林肯他的生命能够转变，是因为有那一位复活的大能的耶稣在他的生命里面。
Because if the power of resurrection was in Lincoln, this is the reason why he was able to do what he was to do.
要不要
？Do you want it？
我相信耶稣愿意给你。
And we believe that Jesus wants to freely give you.
请你不要以为说我没有用，我这个也不行，那个也不行。
We don't want you to focus on your failures and what you cannot do.
让你注意看着耶稣基督。
That you look to the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他复活的大能要改变你的生命。
His resurrection power is ready at hand to transform your life.
最后我再告诉我们诸位，就是十字架这个记号。
So the next thing we want to share is the symbol of the cross.
我看到我们很多姐妹哈，还有弟兄也一样，都挂十字架。
Yeah, we see a lot of sisters here, and yeah, some of the brothers that's wearing cross decorations.
你如果在耶稣那个时代会被当作疯子。
If you wore that in Jesus' time in antiquity, they would think you're crazy.
那是一个非常邪恶而且令人可怕的刑具。
It's one of the most humiliating ways of death.
That's a symbol of terrible, terrible crucified. What is that weapon? 那种东西哈，你把它挂在胸前，你就觉得，但是那是一个邪恶，而且恐怖，而且是充满血腥的记号。因着耶稣的缘故，成为一个爱跟赦免的记号。
Jesus' resurrection turned that symbol of great death and pain into such a love symbol.
你愿不愿意让那个记号就印入你的生命里面
？Would you let that symbol enter into your heart and soul？
你可以拒绝
，and you can say no。
你可以保持你原来的方式的生命
，you can continue living the way you have been living。
但是对你没有帮助。
But it's not going to help your life.
除非你说耶稣基督，你在十字架上所成就的救恩改变我，我愿意改变。
Unless we can recognize the fact is that Christ's death, His grace on the cross, can really transform and change our lives.
我最后跟我们讲，大概300年前有一件事情发生。
The last thing we want to share is what happened 300 years ago.
大概在公元后173几年左右。
It's about in the 1730s.
有两个人，有历史学家把他整理出来，这两个人都是离我们现在大概300年前的。
There's two people we wanted to mention.
第一个人的名字叫做 Jonathan Edwards.
First one we want to mention is Jonathan Edwards.
另外一个叫做 Max Jukes.
And the second one is Max Jukes.
这个 Jonathan Edwards 他是一个牧师。
Jonathan Edwards, he's a pastor.
他曾经很会讲道，他曾经讲了几篇道以后，让整个美国都震撼。
He was an excellent preacher. With a few messages, few words, he created an awakening in America.
他比如说第一篇的讲道很著名，就是因信称义 ，justification.
And his first words were for about justification.
然后第二篇讲道让更多人震惊的就是上帝的愤怒 ，the anger of God.
And the second one that was really popular was to call the anger of God.
你知道好多人的生命被震撼起来，而且在美国在18世纪的时候，离我们今天300年的时候，整个美国大复兴。
And these words really stirred the heart of people in America at that time. It changed their lives.
最近有人去调查他的孩子，他的子孙呢。
And then a little while later, they went to go look at his grandchildren.
最近有人把他说他的子孙到目前为止，一共有729人。His descendants totally about 729 people. 然后呢，这是他们统计的结果，说他的子孙当中有13个人当大学的校长。
It shares that about 13 of them in his descendants were big deans and presidents of schools
of universities.
然后有65名的教授。There's about 65 that are teachers,
professors.
60
名律师。
60 are lawyers.
60名很出名的作家。
60 very very famous authors.
还有90名医生。
About 90 medical doctors.
还有300名牧师。
About 300 pastors.
300名农夫
，about 300 farmers，
还有呢，3名国会议员
congressmen，、okay.
然后呢，一名副总统
，and one vice president，
那是他的后代了
，this is his descendant，
然后再来，我刚才讲这个 Max Jukes 这个人呢，他是荷兰人的后代。
And we share this other name, Max Jukes. He's a descendant from the Netherlands.
他的后代子孙被算1026个人。
There's about 1,266 descendants from his line.
他呢，他是一个恨基督信仰。他的祖先是基督徒，但是他就是要叛逆，他就是不要，而且拒绝耶稣，而且呢。跟那个 Jonathan Edwards 对杠的人
，He was against Christianity, and he unfortunately his family was, but he wasn't, and he was really in opposition with Jonathan Edwards.
然后300年以后，人家算他的子孙哈。
So 300 years as they were examining his descendants,
他有300个孩子没有成长就死掉。
There are about 300 who never made it.
300个罪犯
,300 criminals,
100个酒鬼
,100 alcoholics,
90个妓女
,90 prostitutes,
285个得到不名誉的病
,285 of them suffered various diseases,
有100多个子孙呢被关过，而且平均被关13年。
And there's about like 100 of them that were in long-term prison sentences.
300年前，纽约州为这个家庭花费超过$1,000,000的开销。
The city of New York wasted a lot of money for this.
New York State.
New York State spent a lot of money dealing with the
more than $1,000,000.
More than $1,000,000.
Hey, that $1,000,000 一百万是三百年前的一百万哦。
This is 300 years ago, so $1,000,000 is a lot.
我不知道你盼望你有这样的家庭吗
？We ask like, would you hope for a family lineage like that?
你知道，耶稣基督来就是要改变你的生命。
You see, Jesus came so that our lives would be changed.
耶稣基督来就是要盼望你成为他要创造你的样式。
Jesus wants to give you your will in this life.
信仰的力量。
With strength of the resurrection.
The power of faith 就是那么重要，因为如果你没有信仰的力量。就活不下去了。
He wants to give you faith, the faith that can really sustain you in all the difficulties in your life.
经文不是就要想我们自己
yeah, please, ，not to just think about ourselves.
想想你的后代
，to think about the ones who will come after you.
请你记得，你一个坏习惯可能就传下去好几代。
Remember that the habits that you have, the bad one especially, will be transferred down your descendant line.
求主帮助，你知道吗？你可以说主耶稣，那个，我需要你那个复活的大能进入我的生命里面。
And so we are able to ask, Lord, we want that resurrection power to come into me.
让我不再一样。
So that I would be completely different from who I am.
而且当你这样做的时候，有一天你回到天家的时候，你会发现说，我当时怎么那么笨，怎么做的那么少。
And one day we hope that when you go into eternity and you look backwards, your biggest regret would be, I did so little.
我们现在就为我们自己跟我们的孩子祷告。
So we want to pray for us and for our children and for our young ones. Do you really think about your next in line?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你就帮助我们，让我们在这个时候愿意在你面前做主啊，帮助我们。弟兄姊妹，我今天在这里向我们大家挑战，请你们继续把眼睛闭着。你愿不愿意在今天就在主耶稣的面前做主啊？我盼望你赏赐我那种复活的大能，在我的生命里面不再一样。如果你愿意的 I want to say that please close your eyes and I want to ask you if you want to ask the Lord say Lord give me the power of your resurrection grant me the strength I truly need you 如果你愿意说我愿意我需要请你就把手举起来谢谢，谢谢，请放下，好不好？弟兄姊妹，请我们站起来 ，Let's all stand up。我刚好我们把手举起来，我们
，We lift up our hands。
我们在神的面前说：“主，我愿意，好吗？”好，我们起来。主耶稣，我们相信你已经从死里复活。
Lord, we believe that you have resurrected.
主，我们需要那个复活的大能进入我们的生命里面。
Lord, we need your resurrection power to enter into our lives.
让我们的生命不再一样。
That our lives will be changed forever.
主啊，我们需要你。
Lord, we need you.
求圣灵住在我们心中。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit live within us.
为我们的身体，为我们的心灵，在你面前祷告。
For our heart and soul.
也为我们的后代，在你面前祷告。
And we pray for our next generation.
让我们家没有一个在主你的国度是失丧的。
May no one be lost in your love.
主啊，垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请你跟左边、右边的人说：“恭喜耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。”
Or you greet one another and say, "Christ is risen."
我们来唱刚才啊，我们要唱的这一首诗就是啊，因他活着看。
We'll respond with a hymn because he lives.
他名字叫耶稣，他是加安，一次宽恕，他舍生命，是我的拯救，他蒙恩路就是我的救济方，因他活着，我的眼泪对你流。因他活着，不再惧怕。我想知道，那掌管你。生命充满了希望，是因他活着。我能感觉到耶稣基督，他带领我满足喜乐，能觉安慰。乃是我决心，我甘愿为未来坎坷的你走过着，因他活着，我的眼泪已经结，因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道，他掌管你的生命，充满了希望，指引他活着。我有一天会不从你而人生苦难。战胜了死亡，我将来到那荣耀光，见他活着，与他活着，我的眼泪的一切，与他活着，不再惧怕。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们求求帮助，让我们今天在主你的爱里面，我们愿意看到神奇妙的祝福在我们当中。主啊，求你就引导，让我们在主你的爱跟主你的恩典里面，我们愿意看到主你的赐福保守跟我们同在。主啊，我们多么的盼望耶稣基督从死里复活的大能在我们生命当中不再一样，求你垂听我们的祷告。我们感谢主，今天有几位要到主你的施恩宝座前来领受洗礼，求你就赐福保守，荣耀归给主，奉耶稣基督的圣名，
Amen. So gracious Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace, Lord, that you have lavished over us, Lord. Lord, as we celebrate your resurrection, Lord, Lord, may we receive your resurrection power and transform our lives once again, Lord. Lord, may we be encouraged in a little while as those who will be baptized, Lord, will enter into our household and community, Lord. Lord, may it encourage us to really recognize and know that, Lord, you have risen and you have risen indeed. So we give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.